The policy to delete the emails of state employees after 3 months has been in place for some time, but is only now being enforced. It was revealed during a recent budget hearing, where Governor Cuomo's chief information officer, Maggie Miller, testified before skeptical state lawmakers. Miller was queried by Senator Patrick Gallivan, a Buffalo-area Republican.
The concerns that have been raised publicly our accountability, the transparency and accountability of New York state government.
Miller likened the deletions to an old-fashioned paper inbox that becomes overstuffed.
And the same is true in the digital era. We want to encourage staff to be responsive to their colleagues and to citizens. And so, you know, if something is in your inbox unattended to for 3 months, it can probably go.
But Assemblyman Danny O'Donnell, a Democrat from Manhattan, asked how state officials would be able to respond to the Freedom of Information Law or FOIL requests from citizens and the media if all of the emails had been deleted. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara is investigating state lawmakers and recently arrested the former Assembly Speaker on fraud charges. Emails were a key part of building that case, as well as other cases.
If the New York Assembly announced tomorrow that we were going to take up this policy, Preet Bharara will be at the court door making sure that we did not.
Miller says there are exceptions for legal challenges or FOIL requests, but the state official or employee would have to decide which email should be retained. O'Donnell points out that many investigations come after 3 months have elapsed. Senator Liz Krueger, also a Democrat from New York City, says the policy could actually have the opposite effect and aid state officials in hiding what they don't want revealed.
You disappear the email, it's all gone. There was no complaint.
Well, I hope that people will make sure that they deal with things within 90 days. It's 3 months. I think that's ample time for people to deal expeditiously with any incoming mail.
Senator Krueger was so concerned about what she heard that she's drafted a bill. It would require that New York State follow the federal government's policy of keeping all email correspondence for 7 years. She says it's cheap and easy to do, and it's important for historical purposes as well.
We forget how recently email has become the default communication between people and everyone and everything.
In the Assembly, Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, a Republican from the Capital Region, is proposing a similar measure. He calls the deletion policy an egregious abuse of power.
There's zero need to do this other than to cover somebody's tracks or to cover up corruption. Those are the only explainable reasons for deleting emails this quickly.
McLaughlin says there have been high-profile sexual harassment cases in the Assembly recently, and emails can be key evidence for a victim documenting a complaint. The governor's office clarifies what Chief Information Officer Miller said at the hearing. They say the 90-day email deletion policy was actually begun in 2007 under former Governor Eliot Spitzer. But recently, over 24 older email systems were consolidated into one cloud-based unit, and the state is saving $3 million a year by purging the emails every 3 months. The bill to change the deletion policy is gaining support. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, a Long Island Republican, says he'd back a law to preserve the emails longer. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.